speaker. All right, so permit me for that. So, I mean, still a good part. So, welcome those of you joining us on Spreaker Audio. Still a good place to come in, you know, a good place to join in. So, we're looking at the life of the Holy Ghost, all right, the ministry of the Holy Ghost in the life of a believer. What happens when I'm stranded? What do I do when I'm stuck? What do I do when I'm confused? What do I do when I don't know what to do? Psalm 23 is classic. And David, all right, ministered Psalm 23 to us. David ministered Psalm 23 to us. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. I shall not want. Relax. Shepherd, sheep. Shepherd knows where he's taking the sheep to. All right? Sheep doesn't know. So the sheep is not the one that will tell the shepherd, this is where I want us to go. The sheep is not the one that will tell the shepherd, this is where we need to go. So you find that, so right now, most of our minds are filled with seminars, trainings, learnings, and they are not wrong because information is vital at a time like this. But where is my shepherd leading me to? So if you say the Lord is my shepherd, it means you're saying he is the one who directs my affairs. He directs my steps. He's the one who says where we're headed. He's the one who says where we're going. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. He makes me lie down in green pasture. What is green pasture? It's a place of abundance. That means the shepherd knows where abundance is. The shepherd knows where your needs will be met. But how do I survive post-COVID? The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I remember I heard 10 different trainings, maybe even 15 different messages, and you're wondering, which of all these do I apply right now? The Lord is my shepherd. 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 He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Oh, there is this scare. Maybe I've lost my job already and I don't know. Maybe I'm about to lose my job. Maybe things really are really uncertain right now. He would make me lie down in green pastures. He would lead me beside the still waters, the quiet, gentle stream. He knows where it is. He knows where the waters are. He would lead us. Our job is not to panic. Our job is not to run around and scream and cry like everybody, the sky is falling. Yes, I know we might have human beings, persons that seem to know how to navigate murky waters and troubled waters. But you tell me who has been to post-COVID before. Nobody. Are you getting me now? Yeah, so some might say, oh, this is what will happen at this area. Yes, checking trajectories, you know, looking at systems. And I understand that, but what got what to you? I know there would be new normal. I understand that already. But do you know that God might have you do some things you were doing before? But all because you've heard, oh, there's a new normal, there's a new normal. Rest upon, all right? Rest on. So your brain works, no problem. You have ideas, no problem. You study the trends, you check the statistics, you listen, you know, to the analysts, no problem, all right? But you don't lean on it. You don't lean on it. You know, so some of you right now, every seminar, everything you can ever find, wherever you're there. I've never watched a football game before. So there are these guys that are pros, all right? They are the analysts, and they come, you know, sit down like 30 minutes, 1 hour to the game, and they talk about who they think will win. Oh, this guy is in his best form right now. This is season, you know, his last 10 games, you know, he's done this. Oh, he's the highest goal scorer and blah, 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 blah. You know, so if we're going to pick which team right now, there's a team, you know, there's a, you know, team to beat and this match, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever heard those kinds of stuff? And then after first half, these men are back and they're like, ah, we're so surprised. We're so surprised. Ah, this guy has been doing well. Maybe he's out of form today. Maybe something happened to him. Sell like 3 weeks later, the Holy Ghost knows, sell now. Same thing happens with health. The doctor says, oh, you know, this person here, you know, might die soon. My person might die in like another 3 to 6 years, you know, another 6 to 8 months. And the person's gone like 2 weeks time. Everyone says, oh, even the doctor saying, I'm surprised. It caught me by surprise. Yeah, because we are not the Holy Ghost. And we people, we need to let ourselves know we are not him. We can't be him. We have him to live a life of victory. You are not him. Are you getting this? Glory to God. We are not him, but we have him to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. We've got the Holy Ghost. We've got the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. We've got the Holy Ghost. So I said I was going to talk about David. So we'll talk about him for a few minutes and we'll learn from it. David never lost a battle. David didn't lose one battle, not one. All right, so 1 Samuel, you know, chapter 30 of 1 Samuel, quite an interesting story in the Bible. 1 Samuel 30, David and his men had a camp, in a place called Ziklag. So read from the first verse to the eighth verse, 1 Samuel chapter 1 to verse 30. All right, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire and had taken the women captive, that were therein and slew not, any, either great or small, but carried them away and they went their way. So David and his men came to the city and behold, it was burnt with fire. Their wives, their sons and daughters were taken captive. So imagine David and his guys showing up and then they couldn't find their family anymore. Camp had been burnt down. Verse 4 says, David and the people that were with him lifted their voices and they wept until there was no more power within them to weep. And David's two wives, all right, that were taken captive, Ahinoam and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. All right, David was greatly distressed, all right, for the people. Watch this. So they cried. Verse 6 says, and the people spoke of stoning him because of all the soul of the people was grieved. And every man was grieved for his son. Everyone was grieved for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. So the situation moved from critically, for crying. No, but you have to remind yourself, if I remain in this state of crying, I'm not helping myself. If I remain in this state of tears, I'm not doing myself much good. Why? In this state of tears and of grief, I am beclouding my ability to hear from my shepherd. Are you getting that now? Because, fear, insecurity, a whole lot of these things seem to allow me, they seem to put headphones on your head so you don't hear the voice of the shepherd very well. You're just nodding to the music they're playing to you. Let's worry. Hey, let's worry. Oh. And then they do that to you and then you're not hearing the voice of your shepherd. All right. So you have to remove the head. And David inquired of the Lord saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered and said to David, pursue. I like this answer. Please note this. The Lord said to David, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail you will recover all. Hallelujah. Pursue, for you will surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover all. Pursue, for you will surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover all. Pursue, for you will surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover all. So imagine God speaking that kind of word to you. You just got back, to your camp. You couldn't find your wives. You couldn't find your children. And not just yours. You've lost all the stuff you got. All your camp was burnt. All your family was taken away. What do you do? What do you do? Call the police. Call family and friends. Those are the things you're going to do. And then sit back and they ask you to eat. You say, no, I can't eat. How can I eat? I can't find my people. And then we worry and we cry and then we lose sleep, lose appetite. But there's someone who knows where everybody is. There's someone who knows where everything is. Please understand that. There's someone who knows where everybody is. There's somebody who knows where everything is. So the Lord is our shepherd. 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 The Lord is. Let's take that again. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me, all right, to stay beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because he's always with me. It's a very soothing psalm. We've left the psalm to certain, sects in Christianity, but it's a very soothing psalm. It's a very soothing psalm. David, who gave us Psalm 23, is a man that had multiple challenges, man that faced multiple issues, had a lot of difficulties. But David understood the place of the shepherd leading him. to find in 1 Samuel 30, all right? Quite a number of interesting things we're going to learn about the life of David. I'll look at a number of them as we progress, all right? So next Sunday, we'll pick it up again. But David, you know, gets to say, guys, I know we messed up, all right? So maybe we should have left some people behind in the camp, you know, instead of just leaving our families here and then going to war. So I know we made the wrong move. Okay, yes, we've all cried. Yes, we're all hurt. Yes, things are not paying us. We want them to pay us right now. Yes, yes, yes. All right. I understand that. But one important thing we need to note is, guys, let us find out what God wants to do. But maybe David didn't even do that first. Maybe they found David encouraging himself in the Lord. Maybe they found David just saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And he felt, is he okay? Our families can't be found. He's saying, bless the Lord. How can he be blessing the Lord? And David doesn't mind what they are saying. He says, bless the Lord. Because David had to encourage himself. Why are you so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than high. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. So you find David saying that again and again. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. So they would have seen David exemplify this life of, I need to cut myself off from the source of grief. I need to cut myself off from this thing that is bringing me grief. Now, you might not be able to cut away from people, but you might cut away the thought. Maybe take a walk down the street. Maybe go into the restroom for a few minutes and encourage yourself in the Lord. My business hasn't been moving. I don't know how it will move. I've attended 3 seminars right now, 2 webinars, you know, I mean, online stuff. I'm not getting a hang on what to do, but someone knows, you know, Lord, you know, lying to trying to hear from God. David moved from crying to encouraging himself in the Lord to now wanting to hear from God. David moved from crying to encouraging himself in the Lord to then hearing from the Lord. I'll say that again. David moved from crying to encouraging himself in the Lord, then to hear from God. David moved from crying to encouraging himself in the Lord, all right, to hear from God. So, yes, is it that when I cry, God cannot speak to you? No, God could speak to you even if you're in the midst of a market. Right, God could speak to you in the heavy rain, you know, and then where God could speak in the thunderstorm. God speaks. It's you now being able to listen and hear him properly. Are you getting this? So David was able to encourage himself in the Lord. David was able to pick directly and specifically what the Lord was saying to him because he got himself into that state. So please, child of God, encourage yourself in the Lord. Tears rolling down your cheeks doesn't stop you from lifting up your hands. Hallelujah. Tears rolling down your cheeks doesn't stop you from lifting up your hands. Tears rolling down your cheeks does not stop you from lifting up your hands. Doesn't stop you from acknowledging the Lord, you know, blessing the Lord or praising the Lord. Tears rolling down your cheeks doesn't stop that. You don't know how to sort accommodation. It's okay. You might cry, but don't stay with the cry. You don't know how to, you know, sort your feeding properly. It's okay. It's okay. And then let's go again. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. All right. We're going to see a lot in the life of David as this, you know, weekly teaching increases. So we understand the walk of the Holy Ghost, all right? We're learning more about the Holy Ghost. David is just a character, you know, that we're going to use, all right, to study the walk of the Spirit. But don't forget that David, at a time in his life, went to the cave of Adullam. David, at a time in his life, had to run away from everybody else and just get stuck in a cave. But in that cave, if he had just given up hope and said, I can never amount to anything again, in that same place, you find, all right, David now having to have people gather around him, and from there he raised mighty men. What if he gave up and said, I can't amount to anything anymore? So because you made a mistake, you tried starting a new business, it flopped 3, 4, 5 times. But you know, you give praise, I give you praise, I give you praise, I give you praise, I give you praise. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, I refuse to be downcast. I refuse to be sad. I refuse to be sorrowful. I am lifted because the Lord is my light. My heart, therefore, is enlightened. I'm filled with joy because the Lord is my light. I refuse to be moved by what's happening to me. I refuse to be moved by what's going on around me. So we're learning, all right, every week how to maximize the influence of the Spirit, right? We're going to learn diverse things on faith and the covenants and everything, right? But I believe we've had a great start, all right? Today we had, a few slight itches, but we're all right, you know. Couldn't stream on YouTube today, and then so we're right now on Instagram alone, and then our speaker audio, isn't been fine and everything, but we're good, all right? Because basically our time is up. So whatever else we couldn't sort, we'll sort them out. We'll get better here next week, and we're going to have a great time. All right, Father, we go glorify your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because the ministry of your spirit is becoming clearer to every one of us. Clearer, clearer. The walk of your spirit in this season. We will not be stranded because you are the one leading, not us. You are the one leading, not our minds, not our brains, not just intellectualism. You are the one leading. You know where the green pastures are. You know where the still water is. So we follow you. Thank you because we walk in abundance. We walk in increase and safety. Thank you for your spirit is real to us. More real than anything else and anyone else. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. I had a shout out comment. Someone had asked. I do that, I guess, so it allows us to love you, appreciate you. You could now, I guess, DM if you have questions. Feel free to communicate. We'll have a great time. So see you next Sunday, 5 to 5:45. Thank you.